On the show today is Community Choice Credit Union Stephen Hernandez talking about their credit union awarding $100,000 in college scholarships to 20 of Michigan's future leaders. Got to check this one out. Hey, you guys are doing some pretty cool stuff in the scholarship department, and I saw a press release or a story somewhere in the within the industry news that Community Choice Credit Union awards $100,000 in college scholarships to 20 of Michigan's future leaders. That's pretty darn cool. I've got to inquire what's going on here. Can you tell us about this annual scholarship, divvying up this money to future leaders of Michigan? What's going on here?
Sure. So this is all part of our Give Big culture. And so this is the flagship program of the Community Choice Foundation. So as you said, every year we give away $100,000 and it's divided up by 20 scholarships of $5,000 each to the best and brightest students in the state of Michigan. And what's important about our program is that it's really designed to make sure that it goes to not only students who are high performing academically, but who are really involved in their communities, but perhaps most importantly of all, is that the thing we look for is we want to award these scholarships to students who have a desire to live and work in Michigan after they graduate. Awesome. So we really want to hold on to that talent and keep it here.
Keep it local, as they say.
Exactly.
So why do you guys do this each year? I mean, this is what, your ninth year doing this? Or why do you guys do it
That's
each year?
Correct. Yeah, this is the ninth year. So that actually kind of harkens back to about 8 or 9 years ago. If you remember, the economy in Michigan was really, really suffering.
Yeah.
As we like to say, the Great Recession started earlier and ended later in Michigan. And things were really rough. So for Community Choice Credit Union, at the time, this was the first time in our point, almost 70 years of existence, that our members of our credit union were losing their jobs, losing their homes, losing their cars even. It was a very difficult time. So at a time organizations were either reducing or even eliminating their charitable contributions, that's when we actually chose to create our foundation. We had a scholarship program that was comparable to a lot in the industry, $1,000, $1,200 for a number of years.
Right.
Many credit unions do that, and they do wonderful things with that. But Community Choice decided to be impactful in two different ways, to create the foundation as almost like a statement piece that in this time where people are reducing or even eliminating that, we really want to kind of put that forward. So we dedicate $100,000 towards this foundation. And then the question became, well, what are we going to do with this? What is our, you can't solve everything, but even with $100,000. So the hill we decided to stand on was fighting the issue of brain drain in the state of Michigan. So remember back to that time, even in the depths of the recession, you had schools like Michigan Tech, MSU, U of M, they were cranking out, wonderful, highly skilled, highly talented students who were then immediately leaving the state.
Right.
They got their diploma and then they were out.
Right.
Was just exacerbating the problems the state was really already having. So what we decided to do was to increase, to really make our scholarship program bigger and more impactful, but with the eye of retaining that best and brightest core of students to jumpstart the recovery of the state.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great idea. So at the top, you mentioned some requirements that they have to stay within the state when they graduate. They're excelling in their GPA and doing a lot of community service. Are there any other things that you guys look for with these students?
Those are the big things that we really look for.
Okay.
So now, originally, 8 or 9 years ago, Community Choice Credit Union was quite a bit smaller. So we've grown organically. We've grown through mergers and whatnot. So now the program is eligible to any resident of the state of Michigan who's a graduated high school senior. So originally it was in areas where we had a business, but now, as a much larger credit union, we've extended it to the entire state.
Statewide, very cool. So why do you think what do you think this scholarship does for these kids? Obviously, it's a nice shot in the arm for them once they jump into the next phase of their lives, because it's going to college, especially as a freshman, is a little stressful, but having that extra $5,000 in their back pocket certainly doesn't hurt.
So it does a couple things. First and foremost, and this may sound corny, but it certainly is true, is that it allows them to fulfill their dreams. So I'm thinking of this year of Hunter Phelps. So Hunter Phelps was one of our scholarship winners. You might have seen we got some media and TV coverage on it. So she was one of the scholarship winners that we surprised at her school.
Oh.
Her dream, ever since she was a little girl, was to go to U of M, which is not a wonderful school, but not very cheap. And so we were able to help like get her to make sure she was able to go to her school of choice. And so that's the first thing. You just see you're able to fulfill a childhood dream right there. The second thing is that you reduce the stress level that she and her parents may have about like the making those first big payments, making that big transition. Mm-hmm. And then on the back end, I had the opportunity to speak to a scholarship winner who won in 2012. So, you know, about 5 years ago now. She said something that really struck me, and this is something I really want your viewers to think about as well in terms of the impact our program has. So this winter, she went to Michigan Tech, and so now she's an engineer at one of the big three, doing wonderful things. Again, very much doing exactly what we want. Like she's working in the auto industry, making cars safer and better for everyone throughout the world. It's a wonderful thing. She said something that I thought was very interesting. She said she was so appreciative of the scholarship because that's $5,000 less on the principal of her student loans that she doesn't have to pay interest on and whatnot. So, you know, for all your viewers out there, think of any like large bill or you know, a credit card fee or anything like that, your house payment. If someone's like, hey, I'm going to knock out $5,000 off that principal, that is very significant. And she said, as a young adult now, as someone who's, you know, like paying for her healthcare, paying for her home, you know, doing all these things, $5,000 less off her student loans now when she has to pay for it is really, really helpful to her.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. So what do these scholarship awards say about credit unions to the average consumer? Because you mentioned the one person who got, you guys got some media coverage on it. I mean, that's a great message to send out there into the community for folks who may not know about you guys.
So, you know, like for us, it's this very much is just keeping with the credit union ethos of people helping people.
Yeah.
So it's something that I didn't really mention is that remember, like the scholarship funds not only come from the credit union itself, but from many of our vendors, our credit union business members, and a lot from our members themselves.
Really?
So something that we instituted last year is we have an in-member center, what we call them our giving bowls. So when there's a transaction and someone comes into the member center, they have the option to drop in a couple bucks. You know, $5 is the typical gift, but we've had 20s, 50s, 100s. One time someone left a check for $500.
Yeah.
And it's something that the membership themselves really can start to feel that kind of buy-in because they know they're contributing to something that not only will help a child in their community who will stay in the state of Michigan. So again, to use that example of the winner from 2012, she's an adult who has more money to invest in her community because she has $5,000 less in student debt. As in the financial industry, we talk about that all the time, which is that crushing weight of student debt that really restricts their ability. Yeah. They can't buy that new car. They can't kind of upgrade to that from the apartment to the house. Mm-hmm. They may be unable or unwilling to maybe open that business because they have that sense
debt.
Of fear. Oh, yeah. That debt is just weighing them down. So not only on the front end, but on the back end, I think the case can be made is that we're really helping the state as a whole by really enlivening young adults to be able to pursue their dreams. Mm-hmm. And something in addition that that is really important about our program is because we're really supporting the brightest and best, and we can provide them great connections to our corporate sponsors. So another example from this year. And it's just one of those things that worked out so well. So one of our corporate sponsors, an organization by the name of Doran Mayhew, so they're a CPA firm. Uh-huh. So they've supported our program for a number of years. And they were interested, you know, we have your conversations with your sponsors and your donors. Well, what is it that you would really like to see? And so at a personal level, our contact there was frustrated that when his daughter, who graduated in 2016, of all the kids who are the best and brightest in her high school, very few of them were pursuing business. Very few of them were pursuing like what would be an accounting or a CPA track. And he was kind of frustrated about that. And so while our program doesn't direct anyone towards any kind of specific degree, we want our scholars to have that kind of freedom. We always have someone who is somehow related to the business or whatnot. So what we did this year was when we got them to sponsor again, they sponsored half the scholarship. It went to a young man by the name of Ben. Ben's father was a CPA. Ben's uncle is a CPA. Ben's older brother is a CPA. Ben wants to be a CPA, not just to fall into the family business, but he wants to be a city manager in the state of Michigan.
Oh, wow.
He wants to take that financial planning, actuarial, like, you know, really understanding effective planning, all that kind of stuff, to lead a city in the state of Michigan. And it was a wonderful kind of thing because this particular CPA firm, they have a job shadow program, an internship program, And then, like, essentially, like, you know, from that, they transition to their new hiring. Mm-hmm. So our value to our corporate sponsors and to the economy as a whole, to the state as a whole, is that you're able to connect your local Michigan business to the best and brightest students, and that you're able to provide them an opportunity. They have this loyalty, this affinity to you when they're right out of high school. So, you know, Dorm Mayhew wants to hire, like, you know, the best and brightest, you know, young CBA students. What better person to hire than someone you helped to put through school?
No doubt.
They know what was a wonderful thing just to observe is that, you know, he was going to CMU, which apparently has a very well-respected accounting program. So, you know, our corporate sponsors from the CPA firm, they're like, oh, I know that professor. He was great. Like, he taught me too. You know, not only is that kind of an aw shucks nice thing, but think about that from the industry perspective.
Yeah.
You want to hire this young man 3 or 4 years from now, right? You know where he went to school. You know the program he went to is fantastic. You know the quality of the education he's going to get. You know that he already wants to stay in the state of Michigan. He matches with your corporate and community involvement. I mean, like, for them, as they said essentially to me, you're cutting down our recruitment costs. Oh, you're helping us. You're helping us source these wonderful people who we know will knock it out for our industry, mm-hmm. no matter what that industry may be. Mm-hmm. So again, that's the value that we provide to the community and to our corporate sponsors.
Wow. And not to mention that these people are going to remember your credit union for a very long time, and they're going to be talking about your credit union because of what you did. So, man, there's so much upside to this. That's why I wanted to get you on the show to talk about this stuff.
Thank you.
All right, to wrap up here, Stephen, any advice for other credit unions looking to do something similar here?
Obviously it's a do it, but like kind of like pick a lane, right? Like for us, like our big thing was that best and brightest stay in the state of Michigan. Now, you know, again, as we continue to support the credit union industry, credit union may want to go into the direction of you know, specifically for the future credit union leaders. So people who are going to be maybe in marketing, accounting, or HR, but like with the idea of like bringing them back to the industry. There's so many different things that you could do. Returning students, you know, students maybe with disabilities or what have you. Anything like that, it's just having the wherewithal to get the program out there. And again, many people tend not to think about like, oh yeah, maybe my credit union has something like that.
Right.
So I guess my big pitch to credit unions is to continue to build your charitable or foundation efforts. Yeah. More as credit unions are growing and expanding, more and more of them are having foundations, and the impact that you can have to your membership, to your community, to your business environment is exceptional.
Fantastic. Great message to end on. So much upside to this, Stephen. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I'm sure you're a busy guy these days, so thank you so much. I appreciate the time. Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank
anytime,
you so much.
Anytime. And let's check in down the road, too, see how you guys are doing as well.
I'll connect with you on LinkedIn.
All righty.